Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. And welcome to Nature Mystic with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy encore presentations of topics covered by Circle Sanctuary Senior Minister Selena Fox from her previous podcasts, Circlecraft Studies and Nature Folk. In tonight's encore presentation from 2014, Selena discussed ways to learn about ancient and contemporary ways of attuning to and working with the guardian of planet Earth as a Mother Earth goddess.
Welcome to Circlecraft Study with Selena Fox. And tonight we are going to explore Mother Earth communion. We are part of a great system of life that's on planet Earth. There are many ways to conceptualize that system. Sometimes it's known as the biosphere. And sometimes it's known as the spirit of the earth or the spirit of the planet. Tonight we're going to work with that essence, that spiritual dimension of the great system of life that is here on this planet in the form of an ancient great goddess. She has been known by many names in many cultures. Tonight the name that we'll be using the most is Mother Earth, but we'll also be using interchangeably with her ancient Greek name, Gaia. Gaia was a primal goddess from whom all things came, not just the planet, but the sky and the sea and the land. In fact, Gaia gave birth to the whole Greek pantheon, according to some sources, or to many of the gods and goddesses that are part of the ancient Greek religion, according to others. Tonight, we will connect with Gaia and Mother Earth in a variety of ways. Invocation, meditation, exploring ways of doing ritual and places to connect. We begin with an invocation. We call to and honor Mother Earth, planet Earth, the biosphere that is our home. We call to and honor the sacred earth as landscape, as mountains, valleys, deserts, hillside, as soil, as stones, as rocks, as caverns and caves, we honor the sacred earth of planet Earth. We call to and honor the sacred air as atmosphere, as winds and breezes, air that we breathe, as weather systems that move around the planet. We call to and honor the sacred fire in the form of flames, candlelight, hearth fires, healing forms of wildfire slash, molten lava, electricity. We call to and honor the sacred waters of planet Earth, fresh waters and salt waters, moving waters and still waters, precipitation, rain and mist, fog, the bubbling brook, the flowing creek, the spring, the well, ponds and lakes, rivers and seas and oceans, the many forms of water, fresh and salt, on the planet and within ourselves. We call to and honor the sacred families of living beings, creatures, small to large, plants, the grasses of the fields, the herbs, the shrubs, the trees, all living beings, and yes, also humankind. We call to and honor the sacred ecosystem that connects all of us into a great system. We call to, we honor the sacred spirit of this planet. This planet's essence, Mother Earth, Father Earth, Sacred Earth, Sacred Planet. We call to and honor the sacred circle of nature, which connects this planet with the greater universe of which we are all part. We honor planet Earth, our home. We honor the universe that it is part of. We honor nature as one and as multifaceted within us and around us. Come, be with us tonight as we explore ways of communing with Mother Earth. So mote it be. So one of the most important things to keep in mind when one considers communing with Mother Earth, really looking at one's own philosophy about the planet, which is our home. Making time each day to experience that connection with our home on the planet. Experience it, to acknowledge it, to honor it, to strengthen our resonance with it. There are different ways to do this. One way is to develop some form of greet the day ceremony. One method is to, if you can, go outside in a safe place to do your ceremony, or stand before a window which faces the east, where you can see the rising sun. Greet the day. Experience yourself as part of the environment in your own locale. And experience yourself and that locale as part of a much larger system. One does not have to spend a lot of time doing this. It can take the form of a short meditation, a prayer, an affirmation. The important thing is to make space in your life to nurture that awareness. The more that you attune to nature as it manifests on planet Earth, the more you are in tune with that larger system of which we are all part. Another way of communing with Mother Earth is to really pay attention to how we live our lives and to embrace what some might call sustainable living. Or in other words, living as green as possible. Recycling, repurposing, paying attention to what products one acquires, the amount of packaging that's being used, what the environmental consciousness of the companies producing the products, doing what one can to minimize debris that goes into landfills, really looking at ways of economizing, conserving resources, adopting habits of living that conserve resources, that reuse and repurpose and recycle. It can become a way of life. It does not have to be a hardship. It can be as natural as breathing, as walking. Another way to commune with Mother Earth, care for some spot on the planet. Now, this may be your own home, whether you're renting or you own land right around where you dwell. If you're an urban dweller and you're in an apartment complex, there may be parks nearby that offer opportunity for gardening and tending if there isn't opportunities right on the grounds itself. You may want to participate in a community garden, or you may want to support some form of nature center or nature preserve. When possible, do the tending of the land yourself. Or if your circumstances are such where that isn't a present option, then contribute volunteer work or other organizations or places that protect land, that preserve resources, to contribute to those endeavors. One of the most wonderful ways of communing with Mother Earth is through some form of horticulture. This can take the form of a garden in your backyard, if you have one, or if you're in a building where you might have a patio but not really access to the ground floor for a garden. You can do this in the form of container gardening on the patio outside of an apartment, or it can take the form of growing some plants indoors. When you work with earth, soil, and you care for living things growing in the soil, you strengthen your connection with the planet that is our home. And also deepen your understanding of humankind's relationship with the green world, the world of plants. In addition to gardening, one can tend lawns, or if one is in a more rural habitat, tend fields, tend forests. The idea of working and connecting through physical contributions, physical labor to a place is a really powerful way of communing with Mother Earth. You foremost are connecting with a place on the earth, but in so doing, your resonance can connect you with the larger system of which we are all part, of which we have some awareness. But when you garden, when you tend land, you care for a place, you become more observant of the seasons, of the cycles of day and night, of other beings, butterflies and birds and other creatures, and the diversity of life that's in the area. One of the most popular way to commune with Mother Earth is through nature walks. Now, nature walks can take the form of going with a group and having a guide that points out natural features, can talk about the habits and lifestyles of different types of creatures along the walk, can identify different types of trees and other plants along the walk. Or a nature walk can be self-guided. Take a nature walk when you're self-guiding them. One is to move along and let one's inner processes unfold and discharge from day-to-day cares. But I think one of the most powerful ways of taking a nature walk is, rather than being with one's own thoughts, to direct one's attention one sees along the way. And to do the walk less to achieve distance in time as a form of physical exercise, and more as a journey into the community of life that surrounds an area. Nature walks may include some time along the way to stop and rest and just be. And some, instead of having the emphasis on the walking, will actually do Mother Earth communion through a nature meditation, going to a place with the express purpose of being quiet, observant, to attune to nature all around. Another approach is that of doing ceremony, specifically calling to and honoring Mother Earth in a ritual, in a personal and private ritual. in a small group or a large group ritual. One can create one's own ritual for communing with Mother Earth, or one can connect with an established ritual and do it according to its structure and form, or for one's own tradition and worldview. Every year, day, time, on or near April 22nd, I do Mother Earth communion rituals. I have my own personal rituals that I do, as well as either on Earth Day itself and or the Saturday closest, I frequently will be facilitating the community Earth Day ceremony. It not only is a celebration of humans seeking to be environmentally informed and living life in a sustainable way, but it's a really powerful time to join with other humans around the planet on the awareness that what we do and how we live our life does make a difference, and we need to find better ways to be in harmony, not only with other humans, but with the greater circle of life that's part of planet Earth. Some ideas for not only Earth Day Mother Earth Communion ceremonies, but Mother Earth Communion ceremonies throughout the year include going to a sacred place that already has been established as a place to connect with Mother Earth. Yes, we can connect with Mother Earth wherever we are on the planet, but going to a place that has had rituals done over time, facilitating that connection and that attunement. The place may be one that is more recently dedicated to honoring Mother Earth, or it may be an ancient site, if ceremonies are permitted there, old pagan ritual places. When one goes to the spot, it is good to pay your respects to the ritual area. Another part of ritual that people from many different types of traditions will do is to actually do an honoring of the compass point directions. And in the circle craft tradition, we not only work with the northeast, south, and west, but also that which is above, that which is below, that which is center. And sometimes as one connects with the center, that which is within oneself as well as around. At the heart of a Mother Earth communion ceremony are several points. The calling of Mother Earth can be through chanting, prayers, singing, drumming, an honoring and a calling to the essence of Mother Earth, to be in touch during the ceremony, to guide the ceremony, to provide support and wisdom. Another part is after calling upon and connecting with Mother Earth is to listen. So this can take the form of having pauses in a guided meditation if someone is guiding a Mother Earth communion experience. may be sitting quietly after the invocation and being receptive and paying attention to what comes. So calling forth with the invocation, receiving for the meditation and contemplation, and the third part, giving thanks, expressing appreciation, the circle, it deepens the experience, and it deepens the resonance with Mother Earth. Some additional ritual ideas for communing with Mother Earth is to have a place in one's home, one or more symbols of Mother Earth. For myself, I have several symbols that I have on my home altar. I have a small globe that was given to me many years ago, and it depicts the planet and the land masses symbolically on the planet and the beautiful blue waters of the ocean and the polar caps. I use that image not only in my personal work, but I've taken it with me on my speaking travels. This particular globe, which is enamel on metal, actually opens up, and inside of it, I have a crystal that I literally have taken around the world with me and have sent when I haven't been able to go to an event with some others to international interreligious gatherings. And that crystal and that globe are important tools for me to connect with the Mother Earth and with the essence that's spiritual of our planet. In addition to these symbols, I also have some depictions of the sacred planet in the form of goddesses and gods. The one that I work with the most is a Gaia image. That's a reproduction of an ancient depiction of the ancient Greek goddess of the earth, Gaia, from Old Greece, which is today in a museum in southern France. A friend of mine made a Gaia image, the Millennia Gaia image over on sale, and I sometimes work with that in some of my ceremonies. What I like about the Millennia Gaia is that it's a seated figure with a large womb, big pregnant belly, and that belly is the Mother Earth. And with the rest of the figure, there are depictions on the skin and in the hair of different creatures and different plants. And really a wonderful image. I also have some earth god and earth goddess images from different cultures across time. And some sacred art comes from more recent depictions. Sometimes when I connect with the spirit of the planet, I use green ones, green faces, green women, green men, green spirits. What I like about the Gaia image, that's the reproduction of the ancient one from Old Greece, is that not only is it an ancient form, but I can take it outside and actually insert it in the earth, and it looks like the figure is rising up from the soil. And indeed, some of the old forms that were used to depict sacred forces on the planet were designed specifically for that purpose. In addition to having these forms of connecting with Mother Earth on altars, often I will gather some flowers or some fresh herbs from my walks outside and bring them into my home for one or more of the altars that I have as a reminder of what the local part of the earth is actually doing with the changing of the seasons. One of the simplest ways of connecting with Mother Earth in a symbolic way is to get a bit of earth, a small stone that one finds that is given to oneself or one finds when one is at a sacred site that allows you to take some rocks from the site for one's own personal use. We have a place called Spirit Rock at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve in southwestern Wisconsin, which is the center that I helped found years ago and continue to direct. And sometimes we'll go to Spirit Rock. It's an ancient overlook over the whole Circle Sanctuary Valley and hills, a wonderful place not only to connect with the land itself, but its ancient rocks help us connect with the Mother Earth there as well. And at the end of doing group work there, often we'll get a bit of the sandstone that has collected in a certain area, and we're able to take that back with us to connect us not only with that place, but to the planet as a whole. Now what I'd like to do is spend a few moments guiding some Mother Earth meditations that you can adapt for your own use at Earth Day and at other times of the year. So for this first one, I invite you to find a place where you can sit comfortably, be removed from distraction. Obviously, if you're listening to this show in a moving vehicle and you're driving, this is not the thing to do at this point. Save it for later. But if you're in a place where you can actually relax and sit down, let yourself get comfortable. And with deep, slow breaths, slow your system down and start becoming aware of yourself in the environment in which you are doing the meditation. And imagine that you have a taproot flowing down your backbone, going down through the floor or ground where you're at, and let it go deep, deep, deep into the earth. And as you put that grounding cord, that taproot, deep into the earth, let your imagination and your contemplation start attuning yourself to that deeper sense of sacred place beyond the specific locale where you are, to that larger biosphere of which we're part. Experience a warmth, nurturing, loving force flowing up that taproot, up into your whole being. Let it fountain out the top of your head and let it return down to the ground. And in the next few moments of quiet, direct the sacred power of Mother Earth up through your whole self in this way, letting it fountain out the top of your head, returning back to the earth, and be at peace as you resonate and connect with deep root in the earth. And then experience yourself radiating a loving appreciation to the Mother Earth, feeling that loving presence in the form of a radiant light emanating from your heart, your whole being. And focus your attention now on sending that down the taproot deep into the earth, experiencing it, joining with the well wishes expressed by many to the planet, joining together and sending appreciation, standing, and love to the Mother Earth that we are drawing nurturance from. We ourselves reciprocate and give respect and honor and love and appreciation. And as we feel complete with this short meditation, we give thanks to the Mother Earth. And we prepare to do another type of meditation. And with this, continuing to sit comfortably where you are, call to mind on the mental screen of your mind's eye a misty form. And as you look at the mist on the screen, you'll notice that the mist starts disappearing in a walkway along a part of the earth appears. And as you feel ready, you project yourself into the screen and begin walking on the pathway. And as you do, you notice in the distance that the path is leading into the opening, into the earth, into a cave that's a magical space. And as you enter that magical cave, experience yourself glowing with a radiant spiritual light that guides you into the depths of the cave to a chamber with a throne. And on the throne is Mother Earth. You greet her. And as you gaze into each other's eyes, you connect with her wisdom. And she gives you a message now about a way that you can commune with her, strengthen your relationship with her in day-to-day life. Pay attention to what you experience, and then give thanks. the two of you embrace, and you carry with you your experience and the guidance back from the chamber through the cavern, coming out the cave and making your way down the path, retracing your steps, until you come to a mist. And in the mist, you recognize the screen, the portal into this world. You step through it, back to the here and now. You give thanks for the experience. And you know that you have the opportunity to work with this meditation as the additional way to connect with Mother Earth and to commune with her. A final way to connect with Mother Earth, the mind, a sacred site dedicated to her that you have physically visited or that you've learned about. It can be an ancient stone circle or a ceremonial cave, a mountaintop, some special island. It can be your own backyard. Calling that image to mind, and then projecting your consciousness there in the eternal now, being still, focusing your attention and intention on connecting with Mother Earth, doing a prayer or invocation to her, inviting her to give you guidance. Then giving thanks to her. And thanks to the site. And then returning again to the here and now with your experiences, your understanding. As you think back over our time together tonight, call to mind something that you can use as a focus for Mother Earth communion in the near future and beyond. Know that by whatever method that you seek to connect with Mother Earth, that you are already resonating with her at a very deep level. And it's a matter of strengthening your awareness and your relationship through lifestyle choices and spiritual practice. We give thanks to Mother Earth, to Gaia, to the Earth Spirit, and all the dimensions of Mother Earth, the earth, the air, the fire, the water, the spirit, to living beings, creatures and plants, humankind, to the biosphere, to the spirit of the planet, to the planet's relationship with all that is in the greater circle of nature. Mother Earth, call to you. Mother Earth, we honor you. Mother Earth, we thank you. Continue to be with us and in us, guiding us and blessing us, teaching us and helping us as we go about our life's journey. May we be in good relation with you and with the dimensions of life here on planet Earth. Mother Earth, we honor you and invite you to deepen our awareness and our wisdom now and in the times to come. So mote it be.
Thank you.
and thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.